This is Dan Levy. I'm also on the call to work with Randy.
This is a waived parole hearing for John B. Adams, ADC number 101743. Mr. Adams has chosen to waive his appearance today, but the hearing will still be conducted without him. He's being heard today for absolute discharge, general parole of home arrest. And I want to note for the record that he has a sentence ending date of September 21st, 2019, at which point he will be released without any further supervision. He became eligible for community supervision on January 21st, 2015. Board members conducting the hearing today are the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, our board chair, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse conducting the hearing. Just a brief summary, Mr. Adams is 50 years old, serving 14 years for the crime of burglary in the first degree, having expired a 15-year sentence for manslaughter. These crimes occurred on July 22, 1992. He was approximately 26 years old. He was convicted by a plea on September 9, 1993 and sentenced on November 9, 1993. He had a very short criminal history before the incident offense, just consisting of a DUI in 1992. His prison discipline history was very minimal. He had two majors in 2003, and indications are that he's been out of state. He's been serving his time out of state since 1999. He's been heard by this board several times on this sentence, and he was actually granted parole to his consecutive sentence in 2006, so that would have been parole from the manslaughter to this current charge that he's serving. We have in the file multiple letters and received another one on February 19th opposing any sort of release consideration for Mr. Adams, and those are in the form of petitions, and each one of those is signed by multiple people. We have no supporters in the room, and we have two individuals on the phone, and we'll determine if they want to speak at a later point in the hearing. We also have a letter of opposition from the Maricopa County Attorney, and that's dated February 20th, 2019. That letter is opposing any sort of early release of Mr. Adams. Just a summary of the offense, and I'll just read this from the Maricopa County Attorney's letter. On July 22, 1992, Mr. Adams murdered 21-year-old Stacy Hendrickson. Her whereabouts were unknown for 6 days until her nude body was found caught in equipment used to remove debris from the canal. She was identified using dental records and had been shot in the back of the head. Mr. Adams, as I mentioned earlier, has a sentence ending date of September of later this year. At this point, I think I will just go to either party on the phone who wishes to make any statements. I'm sorry, I didn't get the names of those on the phone.
Thank you very much for allowing me to attend by phone. My name is Randall Udelman. I'm the victim attorney for Raleigh Hendrickson, the father of the victim of this crime, the father of Stacy Lynn Hendrickson. And I'd like to just make sure that you folks are aware that Mr. Hendrickson continues to remain firmly opposed to any form of early release for several reasons, all of which have been consistently presented before this board starting way back, I guess it would be in 2006, but most recently December 6th of 2016 and again on January 24th, 2018. We rest on the same reasons outlined in those letters, and we're just appreciative to have the opportunity to continue to express opposition to any early release at this time.
Thank you very much, sir. Any questions from board members for the attorney? No. Thank you, sir. And was there one other individual that wished to speak?
My name's Dan Levy. I'm the executive director of that Arizona Crime Victims Rights Law Group and work with Mr. Udelman, and just would second his comments, and that's about all I have to say.
Okay, thank you, sir. With any other comments from fellow board members? Any comments on this case? Okay, I'm going to make a motion then, and my motion will be that we deny general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest for Mr. John Adams, ADC number 101743. And although it may be a moot issue or maybe not, I would request a one-year set-off at this point.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Pinellas. One was set off, release type denied, 412A, for home arrest. Reasons for denial, serious and violent offense, loss of human life. I'm going to say serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, she was 21 years old, serious bodily injury. Cannot check any of the other. He's been, his institutional behavior has been good. There's been no support for him, so I'm going to check no family or community support system. Do board members wish to have any other reason checked? Okay, at this point then I will conclude the hearing for John Adams, ADC 101743.